Even before U.S. forces left Iraq in 2011, ISIS was forging a professional military force, stoking Sunni unrest, mounting brutal bombing campaigns and barbaric killings. It boasts of 50,000 fighters in Syria and 30,000 in Iraq, while recruiting 6,000 more last month alone. This is a group whose cruelty alarmed even Al-Qaeda, but is successfully exploiting the Syrian civil war and sectarian rule of Iraq to assemble arms, wealth, and influence at great speed, says David Kilcullen, the architect of the Iraq War troop surge in 2006. Kilcullen currently heads KERIS, a security intelligence strategy firm in Washington. He says via Skype, ISIS has overshadowed Al-Qaeda.
It is much more capable militarily. It's much richer. It controls territory. It controls key infrastructure. And it is really a much more dramatic threat than we've seen from Al-Qaeda. They've made literally millions of dollars in kidnapping ransom. They are now the richest terrorist group in the world, north of $500 billion worth of resources.
Both in Syria and Iraq, ISIS is creating embryos of governance, following the path of Hezbollah, which operates as a state-like entity in Lebanon. George Benitez is a senior fellow at the influential Washington-based Atlantic Council.
We're even seeing them now in the towns and the cities that they're occupying, both in Iraq and in Syria. They're actually to take on a lot of the functions of the state. They're actually engaging in what we would call hearts and minds strategies.
They're levying taxes, they're running bakeries, they are allowing people to go to school, they're running a court system, they're also running hospitals and public works.
But others argue that ISIS has not been truly battle-tested. Brian Jenkins, a top expert on terrorism, says Iraq's predominantly Sunni area was easy prey.
It wasn't so much that IS was this formidable fighting force and defeated the Iraqi military. It's that simply the Iraqi military folded and left a vacuum that IS was able to fill.
The big news that they were defeated and they lost control of the Mosul Dam, that was their first serious military setback. So that's a good sign. Now if the public in these countries can be seen that they are losing militarily, a lot of their support will start to wither away.
Jenkins, a senior advisor at the global policy think tank RAND Corporation, cautions that the sands have permanently shifted in the Middle East. Iraq and Syria have irreversibly ceased to exist.
Syria now is a mosaic of government-held territory, territory held by this group, by that group, by another group, and that will continue in kaleidoscopic fashion. Iraq has been de facto partitioned into Sunni areas, Shia areas, Kurdish areas.
Jenkins says that even a large Western military intervention would not be able to restore Syria and Iraq. The best that can be done, he argues, is to prepare to contain the chaos within the conflict zone, which could last decades. But many experts say ISIS must be stopped. They see the rise of ISIS as the most significant development in international jihadism since 9/11. Observers note that ISIS has taken over the mantle of leadership of global jihadist terrorist networks against the West. Major radical movements from Abu Sayyaf and Jamaat Islamiyah in East Asia to Boko Haram in Africa have switched their allegiance from Al-Qaeda to this new ruthless terrorist organization.